Here's some little tips we would like to relate. It's time for a little fishing report with me and Leaf. Hey, Leaf.
Good to see you, Depp.
Hey, man. And, you know, even though it's a warm day today, the day we're talking, I sense the end of the hot summer days. I don't think it's warm at the moment, but I don't think we're going to see 90 again.
Look at those leaves up there on the hill starting to change colors up on the top of those trees. And absolutely. It's, I could tell when we had our last 100-degree day there in August, I just felt this obvious shift. And then I was thinking about how you said on the weather that we probably were going to see our last 90-degree day here, maybe today. And I feel the same way. Like, you can really feel the shift in the temperature and just the season. And for like the second summer in a row, I think we're probably all finding ourselves welcoming it.
Oh yeah. You know, the thing that I noticed too about the year, one thing is it's been a big insect year.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking fish food here.
Yeah,
in this
absolutely.
Respect. And it seems like when the seasons change, there's sort of a rush to one. If you're a fish, feed.
Right.
And if you're a bug, I don't know what exactly it is you're rushing to, you know, but...
Make your progeny.
Yeah, make your progeny. But I'm guessing that you're seeing a lot of things. Probably the weather changing is causing some changes.
Mm-hmm.
The bug or the food sources change. Mm-hmm. That means new options for you as a fisherman.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and kind of for us here, it's like a real bonus stretching out of the large dry fly season, where a lot of the time after hopper season, it can, in some of the rivers in the West, it can really just kind of mark the end of the big bugs for them.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you have the type of bugs we do with, like, say, the October caddis and these golden stones that like to peak out about, I think it was probably that last full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And as they peak, they seem to descend in their, numbers, and then the October caddis seem to pick right up there. So you don't really have a gap, and you can kind of use either bug, whether it be in the nymph or in the dry. And usually I'm liking the dry, and then you also have all these medium and small bugs too, like the BWOs, the duns, and the compareduns, and the the drakes. And drakes are kind of the medium right between the two. Not small, not large, but
so
a pretty chunky
a whole
bug.
Variety, small to big and everything.
Yeah, and so, you can usually work those bigger bugs in the turbulent water where it would be harder to keep the other ones, one, on top, and two, be hard for those fish to really see them as well in that kind of water. So that's where you're kind of using those bugs where, a lot of time I see the golden stoneflies will when they're trying to dry their wings or when they've hit the water, they'll kind of almost run around on top of the water. So it's this really skittery kind of fast motion that they'll do. And they'll do it downstream, across stream, upstream. So I kind of wiggle my rod tip and I kind of will work it through a dead drift, but wiggle the rod tip and kind of bump it around through the end of the drift because it kind of looks like they are when they lay their eggs. And that's what they're doing when they fly and blop down on the surface repeatedly is laying eggs. I noticed it's just always fun to watch the progression of the hatch. And watching this year, I really noticed that the October caddis like that colder water, obviously, because they want to be out or later, in the year, and that water temp is part of it. And so you'll see more of them upriver where the water is colder and barely any, like, say, down in Carlton. I'd see one or two shucks on the rocks there, and then the next day I'd go up and fish in Winthrop area, and I'd see, like, five or six shucks on the rocks is, just in a 10 square foot area. And so you can really see the difference in the progression of the hatch kind of coming down river in a wave as the water temps and the air temps cool down. And so, you might find that the golden stone is more suited for the lower part of the river now, since it's still kind of warm and getting out of the end of that hatch, and the upper river more suited for the October caddis hatches. So,
well, what I like about you coming in and talking about this is just the things that you need to kind of take into your senses, observe, because it changes every day. It changes a little bit, and it's moving one direction or another direction. One of the things that's happened, you were saying, is they've lifted the hoot owl restrictions.
Yeah, we got to tell everybody that.
That's going to change.
Yeah, and that's so important. I mean, because this hatch that we're talking about, the golden stones and the October caddis, there's this awesome, I'm finding this great joy in just watching the change of the seasons, like I say, and I really love this part where you'll see a lot of October caddis start flying around in the evening. And, you know, you'll see maybe 20 of them in the air, and then you'll see one or two giant golden stones go buzzing through all of them. And while that's happening in the air, you cannot ignore all the sound on the water. And it's usually right there at about 5 to 7 o'clock at night. And that's one of those things that sold me on dry fly fishing. You know, yeah. Just this portion of the year right here, these couple hatches.
This is it.
Yeah. And so I'm just really excited that we got that off in time to have at least a couple weeks left in the trout season, because that ends here in the end of the month. And I expect we're going to have about a 1 or 2 week gap, hopefully not more, before steelhead. So this is that time to really get out there and make the most of it, for sure.
Well, I'm guessing there is, there's a gap on the river, but there's not really a gap for fishermen.
Yeah, 12 months out of the year, like I always say, we got something to do here. And that just forces me, as the creature of habit I am, to do something, you know, different. And going to those lakes is a great idea, because they're shaping right up.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's already happening, even though you're a dyed-in-the-wool river guy.
Yeah. If there was no lake or no river right now, I'd be fine going to the. It'd be great going there. I just I prefer that moving water a lot of time when I get a chance. And but no, I heard a great report from Buck Lake. You know, my buddy got like 30 or 40 fish in his day up there. Went over to Aeneas and did well over there by Tenasket. Was kind of dodging the smoke up at Buzzard, but just can't keep himself from going there. So they were going there today. And I'm really curious about that myself, because I know there's definitely big fish in there. We're just kind of waiting for the air to clear over there after that fire. And I'm very sorry to hear of all the houses lost over there.
Yeah. But, well, we'll report on that next time. But Buzzard, we'll be curious to see how that goes. But I'm sure in the water, in the lake, is probably as normal almost.
Yeah, and you know, my friend went up there and he did look at it, and he said that riparian area around there, that big green buffer zone, is all the same. It's just your view up on the hillside has changed, like so many places around here right now. That thing we're all learning how to deal with.
Yeah. Right?
But that's part of the great thing about fall, is we got some cold, clear, clean air coming in.
I know. It seems like summer kind of got accelerated by, because we had our minds on other things.
Once again.
But thanks goodness the fall feels really good.
Yeah, I want to give a good shout out to those folks I've met this year. You know, I've just had a great season with them, met a whole nother round of awesome people, and just feeling the same way I was at this time last year.
People you took out on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've put a lot of energy into the work, and sometimes lose sight of how fun it can be and how great some of those relationships that I develop with these people that I get to spend time with out there can be. And it's been another great season like that. So big shout out. All y'all know who you are, and we'll be fishing again soon. If anybody wants to book a trip or needs any fishing tips, just check us out at flyfishersproshop.com. Medhow Fishing Adventures keeps our blog and our podcast up to date there. And you can get a hold of us on the phone at 509-429-7298. Enjoy the turning of the leaves and the seasons. Treat each other well and get your fish on. I went on down to my favorite fishing hole, and I got myself a pole and line. Caught a 9-pound catfish on the bottom, came, I got it, took him home, mama, by supper time. Sing.